everybody. My name's Ava.
And my name's Tanner.
I'm a girl who loves slime, so I decided to start a podcast about it. If you'd like to know tips, safety, and fun facts about slime, stay tuned for more. Let's get on to it.
I know nothing about slime. She's dragged me into this.
Okay, so first, we are going to be talking about good add-ins for slime and some bad add-ins. Now, this is really crucial to your slime because it can really affect it. So first is on the list in good add-ins is pom-poms. Now, pom-poms can make it so amazing in slime. Just make sure you don't add too much and make sure the slime is a little bit sticky so they don't fall out. And that will apply with most of this stuff. Next is foam beads. Also, you want it to be a little bit sticky so they don't fall out or else it's just not very fun to play with. These make the most amazing crunch and they rise to the top. And if you let it dry on the top, it makes the best crunches ever. Next is perler beads. Now this one you really want to make sure it's sticky because these fall out super easily, but they're so crunchy. I have one of my own and I really love it. Next is instant snow. Well, instant snow is a little bit of a different case. Now, you need it to be a little hard because when you add it to slime, it kind of melts it down. And that's okay if you don't have a hard slime. You can just add some more activator to it and it will be perfect. Next up is air dry clay. Now, it has to be air dry clay or else it will just not work. And maybe it'll melt down your slime. I don't know. I've never tried it, but just don't do that. That is a big no-no. But it makes the slime so smooth and buttery if you add air dry clay to it. And if you want to, you can add some lotion, which makes it so creamy and buttery.
And not smell like glue. I hate the smell of glue.
No one does, trust me. I mean, no one likes the smell of glue. Next are jelly cubes. Now, basically, jelly cubes are these magic sponge things, which you can get at stores, and you cut them up and you add them to your slime. It's a little bit weird, but it's really fun to play with.
I like apricot, and strawberry is fine. Don't get raspberry, though. That kind's overrated.
Very overrated. Okay, so next, we have confetti. Now, this one looks super pretty, and it can have a good crunch to it, but it can hurt your hands, depending on the kind you get. Next are fishbowl beads, which is kind of similar to foam beads, except for they're a little bigger, and they're clear, and they make an amazing white glue slime.
I want a fish.
Me too, that would be pretty fun. Next we have fragrance oils. Now these make the slime smell so good. They can be really expensive sometimes, but they can be cheap, but they might not be the best quality, so I would suggest saving up your money for them. Next is pigment and glitter. Now, these things can be really messy, but really pretty. Now, if you add pigment to a clear glue slime, it is the most prettiest thing ever. It's shiny, and it's so glossy, and it's the best. Now, glitter also looks really pretty, but my parents don't let me use it because it's really, really messy, and it sticks to your hands. And the slime has to be a little sticky, or else it's going to be everywhere you put it. And that's all for the good add-ins. Do you have anything to say, Tanner?
No.
Okay. Next, we have bad add-ins.
Wait. Let me say one of them. The first bad add-in is rice. Why, Ava?
So, Tanner, rice, basically, it makes a really, really cool and good crunchy slime, but it will melt down and mold the slime in less than 24 hours. So, Tanner, what's the next one?
Why are Orbeez bad in slime? Actually, let me take a guess at this. They're just not stable, and they'll just squish up the entire thing. I don't know. That was my guess.
So, you got pretty well, but really, they, you know how Orbeez, they expand it by soaking up liquid.
Oh, yeah. Expand.
So Orbeez, I'm not too sure if they will really expand when they're already totally expanded, but they do not stick to the slime either, and if they're just normal, they will soak up all the moisture in the slime, and it will not be sticky at all. So, okay, Tanner, what's the next one?
The next one is sugar scrub. Yeah, sugar scrub. What is sugar scrub?
So a sugar scrub is something that you put on your legs or your elbows or wherever you want to put it, and you scratch it, and it basically exfoliates your skin, which I guess you don't understand that, but it means it just gets the dead skin off your skin.
No, I understand that.
Okay, well, you don't really know much about it.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, basically, sugar melts slime, and it's called a sugar scrub, so the two don't add up very well. So maybe if you could find one without sugar in it, then maybe it would work, but I'm not too sure.
So just scrub. Sugar scrub is bad, but scrub is great. Maybe. Maybe it's great.
Okay. Now, what's the next one?
Bath bombs. Why is it bad?
Okay, bath bombs are bad because it melts down the slime a ton, and it's not good, and...
Oh, so it has sugar in it.
No, it doesn't. I'm not sure what creates the reaction, but it bubbles up. Well, stop, he just punched me. But it, basically, because you know how when it reacts with water, it fizzes up. And basically, when you put it in slime, there's always moisture in it, so it fizzes up.
So that's why it's called a bomb.
No.
I mean a bath bomb. I meant a bath bomb, not just a bomb.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, so... But people have been putting it in jiggly slimes, which basically to make a jiggly slime is just a normal slime, and usually they make clear slime with it because it looks really cool. And they add tons of water to it, and then they put the bath bombs in it. So you can guess what happens if that... You can guess what happens.
Boom!
Okay.
It's called a bath bomb for a reason. Okay, the last one on this list is... makeup. And you know, you see, the thing with makeup is that if you just took like a lipstick, it would already be its own sort of like thing you could squish. And also, like, your slime doesn't, like, how hard would it be to just put makeup and accessorize your slime like it's an actual face? Probably pretty hard. Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm guessing you could probably do that if it was, like, a super hard slime, which I actually have right here, and it's so bad. Here, wait, just... It's so bad, like, it's not even stretchy. Like, it's... Tanner's playing with it right now. What's your reaction?
It smells fine. I don't like the smell of slime. That's why I never got into them.
Well, okay. So, but basically the reason why I don't think makeup is a good add-in to your slime, it makes it fine, but some brands of makeup can make it rock hard. And it lipstick is so hard to mix in the slime. That's what everyone says, because it's really popular on Instagram and stuff. Also, makeup is super expensive. I could understand, like, dollar store cheap makeup, but it's super expensive.
Now, here's the question that's on the rage. What about chapstick?
I'm thinking it might melt down the slime. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll experiment if I get chapstick.
Remember, if your slime has chapped lips, then make sure to give it chapstick, folks. Okay, next thing. Overrated slime shops. Okay, Ava will... fill you in. I have nothing to say here.
Okay, so first up is parakeet slimes. Now, this is a super, super, super popular slime shop, and her slimes are way overpriced, but overall, they're pretty good, but just very, very, very overrated. Now, next is obsidian slimes. It's very, very popular. Good slimes, pretty. They can get really thick, stretchy, or glossy. Just overrated. Not really worth the hype. Overall, it's a solid buy, but I just It's not my favorite, but I would recommend it to you. Also, it costs a lot of money, too. Okay, so Tanner, what is the next segment?
Did we already go over the whole thing? I was grabbing a muffin. What are we doing? Oh, okay. All right. How do you color slime without food dye? Hey, no.
Okay, so how you color... Here are some ways that you can color slime without food dye. So the first way is paint, mainly acrylic paint. You don't want to do too much or else it can dye your hands like food dye does, like if you add way too much.
Acrylic paint does not come off easily.
Nope. So does food dye. I mean, it comes off a little easy, but not as easy as acrylic paint. So, I have a story. So, basically, I made this slime. Like, we made it. It was super fun. And then, it was this really pretty pink color, but then it faded over time. So, I added some more pink, and I was like, this isn't enough. So, I added, like, a ton of pink, and it dyes your hand, like, red whenever you play with it, but I threw it away.
I actually remember that. I was going to say something, and then I forgot.
Yeah, it was a pretty good slime. It was pretty stretchy, but it wasn't the best. It was not the prettiest color, so I tried to fix it, but it was just a fail. And whatever I did, I added shaving cream to maybe, like, in hopes, soften, like, the color up. That made no sense, but, yeah, so that never worked. So... The next way is markers. So here...
I'm going to explain this one. So markers, you can like draw with markers. I don't know if you could know that, but it's a nifty use for the markers. You can draw with them. And so if you put that ink that is in the marker, because they use ink instead of like graphite that you use for a pencil, because yeah, you can draw with a pencil too. When you have the ink, you put it on the slime, and that can color the slime just like food dye does, but it can get on your hands and it will not come off easily, but it will come off more easily than say acrylic paint. So, but markers, I would assume, are kind of like the cheap homeless man way to go, but if you really need to, you can.
Also, another fun thing is you can draw on the slime without, like, you can take it apart. Like, you can take the marker apart, I guess, but you can draw on it like it's a canvas. But make sure you have your parents' permission. Make sure you have your parents' permission, because they might not be happy with you doing that. So ask your parents before you do this. Okay, so so Tanner is going to ask me some questions. So I'm pulling them up. Okay,
question one. Why is slime so expensive?
Okay, so slime is... Glue probably wasn't really that expensive, or borax, or because it's a very popular activator. Or all the things I use. I use contact solution and shaving cream, or contact solution and, what's it called? Baking soda, because shaving cream, actually, the brand we use, which is Barbasol, it's a really good brand. Like, it holds its shape very easily. It actually has a little bit of baking soda in it, and it makes a really good fluffy slime. But I think starting at 2017, slime was just a trend. I'm not sure how it started and where it started or who started it, but the demands have gone higher and higher and higher and higher for glue and supplies. And they want to make more profit off of it. So they probably made the price a little higher and they made more products, which are worth a good amount of money, like $3 for a 4 ounce of, like, because now they have glow-in-the-dark glue, glitter glue. There's just a lot of fun ways to make slime.
What about purple glue?
That's probably a thing. No, that's...
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering about purple glue. The glue behind the slaughter. All right, next question. What are activators for my slime? I already know this one. There's borax
Okay, so first, I'm going to start with...
Eye contact solution.
So really popular ones are borax. So you're going to take, I think, 2 tablespoons, or 1 to 2 tablespoons, depends on how strong you want your activator to be, to a cup of warm water, and you're going to stir it to make it dissolve. And just to double check this, because it might not be totally right, just look it up, and there's some really good recipes for it. So the one that I use is baking soda and contact lens solution, or baking soda and shaving cream. Contact solution and shaving cream, which makes a really good fluffy slime, I just love it so much, and it's so easy. The next one is Tide or Gain, some laundry detergent. Basically, some brands don't work, but those are the ones that do work. I'm not sure what, makes the reaction between it, but it does. Maybe it has baking soda in it. I don't know, but it probably doesn't. But I've tried it out, and it makes a fine slime. So another one, let's see. Okay, so another one is liquid starch, which is also activates slime. There's also, it's a British term called washing up liquid. I don't know what it's like called with American terms, but any British people listening here, which probably there's none, you can use washing up liquid and I think a cup of water. I don't know. If you want to check out Talisa Tossell's videos, she has done that recipe and tactic before, and it looks really cool.
All right, so before we get on to our next question, I have a sub-question. Out of all these activators, what would you say is the poor man's activator and the rich man's activator?
So definitely the rich man's activator is borax and water, which, everyone uses. And probably the poor is probably liquid starch, because I see no one that uses it. It's very rare. Okay.
All right, thank you. There's one more. Is slime okay for the kids that I don't have? I read that wrong. Is slime okay for my kids?
Well, you don't have kids, but for any parents that are watching this, I would... what are you doing?
Don't tell them about how I don't have kids. I said that on the camera.
Okay, let's just move on. But for any parents watching out there, yes, slime is okay with your kids. If you're using borax and water, make sure it is all dissolved, because you want to avoid any contact with the powder itself. But dissolving it in water is perfectly fine. Now, it can be messy and it can get on carpets, but you can always just say no slime on the carpet. No slime in your room. Just, I would say you can keep your slime in your room and only play with it on the table, or ask to play with it to make sure that you're not getting it made a mess.
Well, see, the thing is with that is that it's not just as easy just to say, oh, you can only do it in this room. You can't do it in your room. Because, obviously, they might not want to oblige to that. So, what would you say about that?
So, if they're choosing not to listen, I would take away slime permanently. Because if they're not going to listen, then just take it away completely. Because you have to clean up your mess after making it, and clean up your mess after playing with it. Or else... your actions have consequences. When will you learn? When will you learn that your actions have consequences?
Thank you, Ava, for that touching thing. That touching quote. Anyways, that looks like that about wrapped it up for today. But I gotta keep talking, because I still have 20 seconds until exactly 20 minutes. So, thank you all for watching. I'm thinking of other words to say. Ava also has something. Make sure it ends exactly on 2:20.
Okay, so thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys have educated on slime. And I hope your kids can play with slime and that they can have fun. And please come back for more,